The next word is guide. The word guide in Russian can be git, pronounced gid, or rukovodstvo, pronounced rukovodstvo. Git is a noun, meaning guide, in the sense of a person who leads or shows a place to others. It is used for both male and female guides, and can be used with or without the gendered ending a. Gida for male, gidu for female. Rukovodstvo is also a noun, meaning guide, in the sense of a book or set of instructions that provides information or directions. This word is neutral in terms of gender. Here is a sentence using git. Наш гид показал нам все главные достопримечательности города. Pronounced Nish Gid Pakazal Nam VC Glavani Dasta Prime Chartel Nastai Gorada. Nash. Pronounced Nish, our. Git. Pronounced Gid, guide. Pakazal. Pronounced Pakazal, showed, masculine past tense of the verb. Pakazat. Pronounced Pakazat, to show. Nam. Pronounced nam, a stative case. Все. Pronounced vc, all. Главные. Pronounced главные, main. Достопримечательности. Pronounced даста примечател настай, sites, attractions. Города. Pronounced города, city, genitive case, as it follows the preposition. Translation. Our guide showed us all the main sights of the city. This sentence demonstrates the use of the preposition. Pronounced V, which is used to indicate location. Here, it is combined with the genitive case of город. Becoming. Города. Remember that. Git. Can be used in other grammatical cases too. Гида. Pronounced гида, guide, genitive case. Гиду. Pronounced гиду, guide, dative case. Гидом. Pronounced гидом, guide, instrumental case. Гиди. Pronounced гида, guide, prepositional case. The correct grammatical case depends on the context of the sentence. Guide. Гид. Pronounced gid, guide. Rukovodstvo. Pronounced rukovodstvo. The next word is feed. The English word, feed, can be translated into Russian as кормить. Кормить. Here is a sentence using the word мама кормит ребенка молоком. Мама кормит ребенка молоком. Here is a breakdown of the sentence. Мама. Мама, this is the subject of the sentence. It means mother, and is pronounced as мама. Кормит. Кормит, this is the verb meaning feeds, and it is in the present tense, third person singular. It is pronounced as кормит. Ребенка. Ребенка, this is the direct object of the sentence, and means child. It is pronounced as ребенка. Молоком. Молоком, this is the instrument used to feed the child, and means milk. It is pronounced as молоком. This sentence translates to the mother feeds the child milk. Here are some variations of the word. Кормить. Кормит. Кормлю. Кормлю, I feed, present tense, first person singular. Кормишь. Кормишь, you feed, present tense, second person singular. Кормит. Кормит, he/she/it feeds, present tense, third person singular. Кормим. Кормим, we feed, present tense, First person plural. Committee. Comite, you, plural, feed, present tense, second person plural. Comiat. Comiat, they feed, present tense, third person plural. The verb. Commit. Commit means to provide food, but it can also be used in the context of giving information, as in. On commit minana vastami. On commit menyana vastami, he feeds me news. English. Feed. Commit. Commit. The next word is pain. The word. Ball. Pronounced ball, as in bowl, means pain. Here is a sentence using this word. Uminaba itgava. Translation. I have a headache. Breakdown. U. Pronounced u means at or with in this case. It is the preposition used before the noun, head. The stress is on the last syllable. Minya. Pronounced minya means me and is the object pronoun for the word I. The stress is on the first syllable. Bait. Pronounced bullet, as in bullet, is the third person singular present tense form of the verb to ache or to hurt. The stress is on the second syllable. Gulava. Pronounced Gulava, as in Golova, means head. The stress is on the first syllable. This sentence is a simple declarative sentence stating a fact, and it uses the present tense. In Russian, the verb to ache. Bayit. Pronounced bolit is used to describe physical discomfort or pain. This verb is used with the preposition u, which indicates location and usually precedes the part of the body that is experiencing pain. The word bol can also be used as a noun meaning pain, as in silnaya bol. Pronounced silnaya bol, meaning strong pain. You may encounter other forms of the verb bayit in different tenses. English. Pain slash bol. Pronounced bol, as in bowl, Russian. Bol. Pronounced bol, as in bowl. The next word is sector. Hash hash. Sector. Производство. Автомобили. Росси. Быстро. Развивается. Breakdown. Sector. Sector. This is the noun, sector, and is pronounced like sector. It refers to a specific part or area of something. Производство. Производство. This is the genitive case of the noun, production, pronounced производство. It is used here because the sector is of something. Автомобили. Автомобили. This is the genitive plural of the noun, car, pronounced автомобиле. It indicates the type of production. V. This is the preposition in, pronounced V. Rossi. Rossi. This is the prepositional case of the noun, Russia, pronounced Rossi. Быстро. Bistro. This is the adverb, quickly, pronounced bistro. Развивается. Развивиться. This is the third person singular present tense of the verb to develop, pronounced развиваться. Translation. The automotive production sector in Russia is developing quickly. Key concepts. Genitive case. The genitive case is used to show possession or a relationship of belonging. Prepositional case. The prepositional case is used with prepositions like, in, and, on. Word order. Russian sentence structure can be flexible, but often follows subject-verb-object order. Hints for pronunciation. Russian vowels are pronounced differently than English vowels. A is closer to the a in father. E is like the e in bed. O is like the o in hot. Russian consonants are generally pronounced in a more straightforward way than English consonants. English. Sector slash stress sector slash Russian. Sector. Slash stress sector slash. The next word is mistake. Hash hash. Ошибка. Ошибки. Ошибок. Ошибка. Ошибка, mistake, noun, feminine, singular. Ошибки. Ошибки, mistakes, noun, feminine, plural. Ошибок. Ошибок, mistakes, noun, masculine, plural. Sentence. Я сделал ошибку. Я сделал ошибку, I made a mistake. Breakdown. Я, I, pronoun, nominative case, singular. Сделал. Сделал, made, past tense, masculine singular, verb делать, to do, to make. Ошибку. Ошибку, mistake, noun, accusative case, singular. Key concepts. Noun cases. In Russian, nouns change their endings depending on their grammatical function in a sentence. In this example, ошибку is in the accusative case because it is the direct object of the verb делать, to make. Verb conjugation. Russian verbs change their endings based on the subject and tense. In this example, сделал is conjugated in the past tense, masculine singular form, to match the subject. Я. Variations. Я совершил ошибку. Я совершил ошибку, I committed a mistake, formal. Я допустил ошибку. Я допустил ошибку, I made a mistake, formal. Note, the verb делать, to make, to do, is a very common and versatile verb in Russian. It can be used in many different contexts and has a lot of variations, depending on the tense, mood, and subject. The next word is ensure. Hash hash. Убедитесь. Чете о веру пера веельери нозе аполенели весьепе оля веанкаете е. Убедитесь. Ensure, make sure, convince yourself, is a verb in the imperative mood, which is used to give commands or instructions. The word is pronounced with stress on the first syllable. Убедитесь. The ending. Тес. Indicates that the imperative is directed at a plural subject, in this case, you, plural. The full form is убедитесь. But it is often shortened to убедитесь. Что? That is a conjunction that introduces a subordinate clause. In this case, the clause is, you have correctly filled out all the fields in the questionnaire. You is the subject of the subordinate clause. Правильно. Correctly is an adverb modifying the verb. Заполнили. Заполнили. Fill out is the past tense of the verb. Заполнить. To fill out. Все. All is a pronoun modifying the noun. Поля. Поля. Fields is a noun referring to the fields on a questionnaire. In is a preposition indicating location. Анкете. Questionnaire is a noun referring to a questionnaire. Translation. Ensure that you have correctly filled out all the fields in the questionnaire. English pronunciation. Ubiditis. Ubiditis. Sto. Chto. Vy. Pravilno. Pravilno. Zapolnili. Zapolnili. Vse. Visio. Pola. Palaya. V. Anketi. Anketi. Key concepts. Imperative mood subordinate clauses, pronoun declension, verb conjugation, adverb modification. Variations of ubiditis. Ubiditis. Singular imperative, ubides. Ubiditi. Formal plural imperative, ubiditi. The next word is satisfy. The word satisfy in Russian is udovolyatye. The verb udovolyatye. Udovolyatye. Is a transitive verb meaning to satisfy, to meet, or to fulfill. Here is an example of how it is used in a sentence. Ete akanige apolnosteri udeomeliete meoeriaete moipeoteriebenoestei mecheteienie. Eta kniga polnosti udovlitvarait maipotrebnosti vchtenie. Breakdown of the sentence. Ete a. Eta. This, feminine, singular, pronoun state akanige a. Книга. Book, feminine, singular, pronounced книга полностью. Полностью. Completely, fully, entirely pronounced полностью. Удовлетворяет меня. Удовлетворяет. Satisfies, third person singular, present tense, pronounced удовлетворяет меня. My. My, plural, pronounced mua peoteriebenoestei. Potrebnosti. Needs, plural, pronounced potrebnosti ve. In, preposition, pronounced vichetienie. Chtienie. Reading, prepositional case, pronounced chtienie. Translation. This book fully satisfies my reading needs. Key concepts. Gender. In Russian, nouns are either masculine, feminine, or neuter. This affects the declension of the noun, and the choice of adjectives, pronouns, and verbs that agree with the noun. In this sentence, the noun knyga, knyga, is feminine, so the adjective eta, eta, this, must also be feminine. Case. In Russian, nouns change form depending on their function in a sentence. In the sentence above, knyga, knyga, is in the nominative case because it is the subject of the sentence, and chtenie, chtenie, is in the prepositional case because it is used with the preposition ve. In verb conjugation. Verbs in Russian change form depending on the person, number, and tense. In this sentence, the verb udovolyete meoeriaete. Udovlitvarait. Satisfies, is in the third person singular, present tense. Pronunciation. The key to pronouncing Russian words correctly is to pay attention to the stress. In Russian, the stress is always on one syllable within a word. In this sentence, the stress is on the second syllable of the word eta. Eta. Knyga. Knyga. Polnosteriu. Polnostiu. Udovolyete meoeriaete. Udovlitvarait. Moe. My. Peoteriebenoestei. Potrebnosti. And chtenie. чтение. English and Russian translation. Satisfy удовлетворять. Удовлетворять. The next word is chief. The word chief in English can translate to several different words in Russian, depending on the context. In the context of a leader or head of an organization. Главный. Pronounced главный. Sentence. Он был главным инженером этого проекта. Он был главным инженером этого проекта. Breakdown. Он. Он. He. Был. Был. Was. Главным. Главным. Chief. Main. Инженером. Инженером. Engineer. In the instrumental case. Этого. Этой. This. Of this. Genitive case. Проекта. Проекта. Project. Genitive case. Translation. He was the chief engineer of this project. Key concept. The word. Главный. Главный is an adjective that means main or chief. It often modifies nouns, as in this sentence, where it describes the engineer as being chief. In the context of a head chef in a restaurant. Chef повар. Pronounced chef повар. Sentence. Шеф-повар готовил новое блюдо. Шеф-повар готовил новое блюдо. Breakdown. Шеф-повар. Шеф-повар, the chief, head chef. Готовил. Готовил, was cooking. Новое. Новое, new. Блюдо. Блюдо, dish. Translation. The chef was cooking a new dish. Key concept. The word. Шеф-повар. Шеф-повар is a noun meaning chef or head chef. It combines the French word chef with the Russian word повар. Повар for cook. This is a common way to combine words in Russian. English. Chief slash Russian. Главный. Главный, or шеф-повар. Шеф-повар. The next word is cool. The word cool can be translated into Russian in a few different ways, depending on the context. Here's an example using the word крутой и краткое. Крутой. Which means cool in the sense of being impressive or stylish. Sentence. Он носит крутую куртку. Breakdown. Он. Он. Pronunciation. Он. He. Носит. Носит. Pronunciation. Носит. To wear. Present tense. Third person singular. Крутую. Крутой. Pronunciation. Крутой, cool, adjective, feminine singular. Куртку. Куртка. Pronunciation. Куртку, jacket, feminine singular. Translation. He wears a cool jacket. Key concepts. Gender. In Russian, nouns have genders, masculine, feminine, or neuter. This influences the form of adjectives and other words that modify them. In this sentence, jacket, куртка, is feminine, so the adjective, cool, крутой, must be in its feminine form, крутую. Case. Nouns in Russian change their form depending on their role in the sentence. The word, jacket, куртку, is in the accusative case, which is used for direct objects. Pronunciation. Pay attention to the stress in each word. It can change the meaning and sound of the word. For example, the stress in the word крутой is on the first syllable, while the stress in the word куртку is on the second syllable. Other ways to translate, cool. Klasny. Pronunciation. Klasny, great, awesome. Otlichny. Pronunciation. Otlichny, excellent. Prikolny. Pronunciation. Prikolny, fun, cool, informal. English. Cool Russian. Krutoi. Krutai. The next word is expert. Hash hash expert. Sentence. O-N. Expert. V-O-B-L-A-S-T-E-S-K-U-S-S-T-V-E-N-N-O-G-O-E-N-T-E-L-L-E-K-T-A. Breakdown. O-N. On. He, pronoun, masculine nominative case. Expert. Expert, masculine nominative case, singular, where. In, preposition O-B-L-A-S-T-E. Oblasti. Area, field, feminine nominative case, singular E-S-K-U-S-S-T-V-E-N-N-O-G-O. Iskustvinnava. Artificial, adjective, masculine genitive case E-N-T-E-L-L-E-K-T-A. Intellecta. Intelligence, masculine genitive case, singular. Translation. He is an expert in the field of artificial intelligence. Key concepts. Case. The Russian language has six grammatical cases that indicate the function of a noun or pronoun in a sentence. In this sentence, the nouns expert and intellect are in the nominative case because they are the subject of the sentence. The noun oblasti is in the feminine nominative case because it is the object of the preposition. Gender. In Russian, nouns are assigned a grammatical gender, masculine, feminine, or neuter. This affects the form of adjectives and other words that modify the noun. Here, the adjective iskustvinnava is in the masculine genitive case to agree with intellecta. Pronunciation. Expert. Expert. Oblasti. O-H last E. Iskustvinnava. Iskustvinnava. Then no go. Intellecta. Intellecta. Variations. Expertka. Expert, feminine, expert ka. Expertu. Experts, plural, experti. Expertni. Expert, adjective, expertni. English and Russian translation. Expert. 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 The next word is wave. The word wave in English can have many meanings in Russian. It can be a volna. Volna. A volnenie. Volneni. Or a machat. Machat. Let's focus on the meaning of wave as a gesture. Here is a sentence. Breakdown. On. On. Pronunciation. On, he, masculine pronoun M-A-H-N-U-L. Machnul. Pronunciation. Machnul, waved, past tense, masculine singular form of the verb M-A-H-A-T-E-R-I. Machat. E-R-U-K-O-I-K-R-A-T-K-O-I. Rukoi. Pronunciation. Rukoi, hand, instrumental case of E-R-U-K-A. Ruka. Where. Pronunciation. V in preposition znaka. Znak. Pronunciation. Znak, sign, nominative case peroshchaniya. Proshchaniya. Pronunciation. Proshchaniya, farewell, genitive case of peroshchaniya. Proshchani. The sentence means, he waved goodbye. Important points. The verb emakhateyeri. Makhat. Is an imperfective verb, meaning it describes an ongoing action. The past tense form emakhenuel. Makhnal. Is a perfective verb, indicating a completed action. The preposition, where. The. Is used to indicate location, or direction. The noun zenaka. Zednak. Is in the nominative case, as it is the direct object of the preposition, where. The. The noun peroshchaniya. Proshchaniya. Is in the genitive case, because it follows the preposition, where. The. And modifies the noun zenaka. Zednak. Pronunciation. V-O-L-N-A. Volna. Volna, V-O-L-N-Y-N-I-Y-E. Volneni. Volninai, M-A-K-A-T-E-Y-R-I. Makhat. Makat. Translation. Wave. Vana. Volna. Vanimni. Volneni. Makhat. Makhat. The next word is place. The word, place, in English can be translated into Russian as Mr. Pronounced, Mizto. Here is a sentence using the word Mr. In Russian. Я люблю это место. Я люблю это место. Let's break it down. Я, I, the subject of the sentence. Люблю. Люблю, love, verb in the present tense. Это. Ito, this, demonstrative adjective. Место. Место, place, noun. Object of the verb. The sentence translates to, I love this place. Important note, the word Mr. can also mean position or space in Russian, so you need to understand the context to determine its meaning. Pronunciation. Mr. Mizto. Я. Люблю. Люблю. Это. Ito. The next word is south. The sun sets in the Yuk. South slash Yug. Breakdown. Yuk. South slash Yug, this is the word for south. The G at the end of Yuk is pronounced like the G in go or girl. You can pronounce Yug as Yug. S-O-L-N-T-S-A-D-I-T-S-I-N-A-U-G-E. This sentence literally means, the sun sets in the south. The word for sun is Solntsi. Solntsi slash Solntsi, and you can pronounce it as Solntsi. S-A-D-I-T-S-I-A means sets, and is the third person singular form of the verb. Saitsa. Saditsia slash Saditsa, which means to sit down. The word na. Na slash na means on or in. Key concept. This sentence is a simple example of a common Russian grammatical construction. Subject plus verb plus preposition plus object. The subject is Solntsi. Solntsi slash Solntsi. The verb is Saitsa. Saditsia slash Saditsa, the preposition is na. Na slash na, and the object is yuk. South slash yug. Variations. You can use the word yuk. South slash yug in a variety of ways, including na yug. In the south slash na yug. Suga. from the south /Suga, and Kayugu, towards the south /Kayugu. Translation: the sun sets in the south. English and Russian translation: south, yuk, south /yug. The next word is labor, the workers. Rabotayut, rabotayut, on the construction site. Rabotayut, rabotayut, this is the third person plural present tense of the verb. Rabotat, rabotat, to work. The word rabotat is a very common verb, and can be used in many contexts, including describing someone's profession, or a specific task. For example, Ya rabotayu, Ya rabotayu, I work. On rabotayit, on rabotaret, he works. My rabotayim, my rabotarem, we work. The pronunciation of the final vowel, in rabotat, can be confusing as the is stressed, yet it's still pronounced like a short o sound, not a long sound. This is a common pattern in Russian. The stressed vowel is pronounced as a short o sound. Na, this is the preposition on or at, and it indicates location. Строительство. Строительство, this is the noun, construction, and it is in the prepositional case. It functions as the object of the preposition. Строительство is a noun, and can change its form based on case. It comes from the verb строить, строить, to build. English translation: the workers are working on the construction site. Labor. Труд. Труд, work. Работа. Работа. The next word is surface. The surface of the table is smooth and clean. Поверхность. Стола. Гладкая. И. Чистая. Breakdown. Поверхность. Поверхность. Noun, feminine, surface. The ending of this word is similar to nost in the word nostril, which might help you recall the spelling. Stola. Stola, genitive case of stol. Stol, table, of the table. Gladkaya. Gladkaya, adjective, feminine, smooth. This word is similar to glad, and the k is pronounced as a k sound. I, conjunction, and this word is the same as the English, and чистая. Чистая, adjective, feminine, clean. This word sounds similar to cheetah. Translation: поверхность. Поверхность, surface. Стола. Стола, of the table. Гладкая. Гладкая, smooth. I, and чистая. Чистая, clean. Key concept: this sentence demonstrates the use of the genitive case in Russian. The genitive case is used to show possession or belonging. In this case, стола. Стола is in the genitive case because it is showing that the surface belongs to the table. The next word is library. The sentence is Я люблю ходить в библиотеку, читать умею, читать книги. Я люблю ходить в библиотеку, чтобы читать книги. Breakdown. Я люблю, I love, present tense. Ходить. Ходит, to go, infinitive. В, in, библиотеку, B-I-B-L-I-O stress T-E-K-U, library, accusative case. Stoby. C-H Toby, in order to, conjunction. Chitat. Chitat, to read, infinitive. Knibi. Naya, books, accusative case. Key concepts. Accusative case. Used to indicate the direct object of a verb. In this sentence. Biblioteku. And. Knibi. Are in the accusative case because they are the objects of the verbs. Chodit. And. Chitat. Respectively. Infinitive. The basic form of a verb, often used after prepositions. Conjunctions. Words that connect clauses. Stoby. Connects the two clauses in this sentence. Variations. The sentence could be shortened to. Yalublu chodit v biblioteku. Yalublu chodit v biblio stress teku. I love to go to the library. The verb. Chitat. Could be replaced with another verb, such as. Brat. Brat. To take, resulting in. Yalublu chodit v biblioteku. Stoby brat knibi. Yalublu chodit, vbiblio stress teku, ch Toby brat, naya. I love to go to the library to take out books. Pronunciation. Biblioteca. Biblio stress teku, biblio, like the word, Bible, teka, like the word, take, but with the, k, sounding more like the, k, in, kick. English translation. I love to go to the library in order to read books. Library. Biblioteca. B-I-B-L-I-O stress T-E-K-A. The next word is excellent. This is an excellent example of a sentence. Это прекрасный пример предложения. Breakdown. Это. Это. Is the nominative case of the pronoun, this. This case is used for the subject of a sentence. Прекрасный. Прекрасный. Is an adjective meaning beautiful or excellent. Пример. Пример. Is a noun meaning example. Предложение. Предложение is the genitive case of the noun, sentence. This case is used after prepositions, or other words requiring the genitive case. Translation. This is an excellent example of a sentence. Excellent. Прекрасный. Прекрасный. Sentence. Предложение. Предложение. The next word is edge. The word edge has several meanings in English, but in this example, we will use the meaning of border or boundary. The sentence will be na краю леса растут высокие деревья. Краю. Краю is the dative case of край. Край, meaning edge or border. The y at the end is soft and pronounced like the y in you. Леса. Лиса is the genitive case of лес. Лис, meaning forest. The e in лес is a soft e sound. The at the end of леса is pronounced like the in father. Растут. Растут is the third person plural present tense of the verb. Расти. Расти, meaning to grow. The у sound at the end is pronounced like the у in moon. Высокие. Roman 6 sokai is the plural form of the adjective visoki. Roman 6 sokii, meaning tall. The y at the end is pronounced like the y in you. Behavior. Diriva is the plural form of the noun diriva. Dirivo, meaning tree. The ya at the end is pronounced like the ya in yard. Translation. On the edge of the forest grow tall trees. Key concepts. This sentence uses the dative case of kai, which is used to indicate the location of something. The genitive case of yes is used to show possession or belonging. In this case, the forest belongs to the edge. The verb asti is an irregular verb that needs to be memorized. The adjective visoki is an example of an adjective that changes form based on the gender and number of the noun it modifies. Memorization tip. Try to memorize these words and their forms by creating flashcards or using a language learning app. You can also practice using these words in other sentences to help solidify your understanding. The next word is camp. Camping. Breakdown. We, pronoun, nominative case, plural, pronounced like my, but with a short y sound. Chasto. Chasta. Often, adverb, pronounced like chasta chaodem. Chodim. Go, verb, present tense, first person plural, pronounced like chodim ver. To, in, preposition, pronounced like v. Camping. Camping, noun, pronounced like camping, the word itself is derived from English. L-E-T-O-M. Letum. In summer, adverbial case of the noun L-E-T-O. Letum. Summer, pronounced like letum. Meaning, we often go camping in the summer. Variations. You can use the verb yezedeiteiri. Yezdit. To travel slash go, instead of chaodeiteiri. Chodit. To emphasize the travel aspect of going camping. Camping. Can also be a noun for a camping site, or campsite. For example, mjerulubemete. Camping. We love this campsite. Pronunciation. Camping. Camping. Letum. Letum. Chasta. Chasta. Chodim. Chodim. Translation. Camping. Camping. Letum. In the summer. Chasta. Often. Chodim. Go. The next word is audience. The English word, audience, can be translated into Russian as auditoria. Pronounced auditoria. It's a noun, and the plural form is auditori. Pronounced auditorii. The word auditoria is a feminine noun, and takes the feminine ending of adjectives. Here is an example sentence. В аудитории было много студентов. Pronounced V auditorii below MNAGO student of. Breakdown. Pronounced V, this is the preposition, in, which is used with the locative case in Russian. Аудитории. Pronounced auditorii, this is the noun, audience, here in the locative case, meaning, in the audience. Было. Pronounced below, this is the past tense of the verb, to be, in the neuter singular form. Много. Pronounced mnago, this is the word for many, and is used with plural nouns. Студентов. pronounced student of, this is the plural form of the noun, student. English translation. There were many students in the audience. Key concept. Russian nouns have different grammatical genders, masculine, feminine, or neuter, and require different endings to form cases. It is important to understand these concepts to construct grammatically correct sentences in Russian. Pronunciation. Remember that Russian vowel sounds are often different from English vowel sounds, and that the stress in Russian words often falls on different syllables than in English. Pay close attention to the pronunciation guides provided. Audience. English. Audience. Russian. Auditoria. Auditoria. The next word is lift. The word, lift, can be translated in a few different ways in Russian depending on the context. To lift a heavy object. Podnyat. Podnyat. Pronounced, podnyat. This verb is used for lifting something up, often with physical effort. Example. On podnyat tajeluyu korobku. On podnyat tajeluyu korobku. Translation. He lifted the heavy box. To lift someone's spirits. Podnyat nastroyenie. Podnyat nastroyenie. Pronounced, podnyat, nastroenie, this phrase is used to describe making someone feel happier, or more optimistic. Example. Хорошая музыка всегда поднимает мне настроение. Хорошая музыка всегда поднимает мне настроение. Translation. Good music always lifts my spirits. To lift a ban, or restriction. Снять запрет. Снять запрет, pronounced снять запрет, this phrase is used to describe removing a rule or restriction. Example. Правительство сняло запрет на въезд в страну. Правительство сняло запрет на въезд в страну. Translation. The government lifted the ban on entry into the country. In general, поднимать, поднимать, is the most common verb for lift in Russian. English. Lift Russian. Поднять. Поднять. Pronounced поднять. The next word is procedure. The word procedure in Russian is процедура. Процедура. It's a feminine noun and is pronounced like процедура. Here is a sentence using the word. Procedura. Velia periema peat seiente ove. Banitsu. Yes. Strugaia. Procedura. La. Priema. Pacientov. Breakdown. V in preposition. Bolnitsy. Bolnitsy, hospital, feminine noun. Est. Est, there is slash r, verb, to be. Strogaia. Strogaia, strict, feminine adjective. Procedura. Procedura, procedure, feminine noun. La. Delia, for, preposition. Prima. Prima, reception, masculine noun. Pacientov. Pacientov, patients, masculine plural noun. Translation. There is a strict procedure in the hospital for receiving patients. Key concepts. Nouns in Russian have genders, masculine, feminine, and neuter. Adjectives agree with nouns in gender, number and case. The word procedura is a feminine noun. Prepositions can be tricky, but are essential for understanding the relationship between words in a sentence. Variations. The word procedure can be used in a variety of contexts, but in this example it is used in a formal context, like a hospital. Pronunciation guide. Procedura. Procedura, emphasize the t and du sounds. Strogaia. Strogaia, emphasize the stro and ga sounds. Prima. Prima, emphasize the y and ma sounds. English and Russian translations. Procedure. Procedura. Procedura. The next word is long. The sentence is Это река очень длинная. Breakdown. Это. Pronounced «это» means «this» and is the feminine form of the demonstrative adjective «это» or «те», «этот», which means «this». Река. Pronounced «река» means «river» and is a feminine noun. Очень. Pronounced «очен» means «very» and is an adverb. It's a very common word and easy to remember because it sounds like the English word «ocean». Длинная. Pronounced «длинная» means «long» and is a feminine adjective. It's a good idea to remember the feminine ending «ая», «ая», as it is used for many adjectives. It is related to the masculine adjective «длинная», длинная, which means «long». Note that the masculine form ends in «длинная», «е». Key concepts. Gender in Russian. Russian nouns have gender, and the gender of a noun determines the form of adjectives and other words that modify it. The feminine gender is indicated by the ending a, a on nouns like река, река, and длинная, длинная. Adjectives agree with nouns. Adjectives in Russian agree with the nouns they modify in gender, number, and case. This means that the adjective must have the same gender, number, and case as the noun it describes. Translation. This river is very long. Word and pronunciation. Long. Длинная. Длинная, river. Река. Река. The next word is email. Hash hash. Почта. Пришла. Вчера. Breakdown. Почта. Почта, this is the noun meaning mail or post. Pronunciation. Почта, the ch sound is like the ch in chair. Пришла. Пришла, this is the past tense feminine singular form of the verb to come. Приходит. Приходит. Pronunciation. Пришла. Вчера. Вчера, this is the adverb meaning yesterday. Pronunciation. Вчера. Meaning, the mail arrived yesterday. Key concepts. Gender. In Russian, nouns have gender, masculine, feminine, or neuter. The gender of the noun determines the form of adjectives and verbs that agree with it. Mail. Почта is feminine, hence the verb came is also in the feminine form. Past tense. Russian verbs conjugate in the past tense, and the form changes depending on the subject. Here, the past tense form of the verb is пришла. Because the subject is почта, which is feminine. Variations. Почта can also be used as the plural form of the word. The verb приходит can be used in different tenses and forms. For example, the present tense is приходит. Приходит. English translation. Mail slash post, почта slash почта. Russian translation. Came slash arrived, пришла slash пришла. Russian translation. Yesterday, вчера, slash вчера.